News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Wisconsin officials are warning farmers that a cattle disease has been found recently in the state and that they need to be cautious. WSAU's Larry Lee has more.
This is the first time Wisconsin has verified cases of epizootic hemorrhagic disease, also called EHD, in cattle. EHD is transmitted by a virus commonly carried by insects. Dr. Paul McGraw is the state veterinarian. He's urging farmers to control insects like black flies and biting midges until after a hard freeze. McGraw says farmers need to watch for symptoms similar to foot and mouth disease and contact your veterinarian immediately if you suspect any illness in the herd. Signs include fever, ulcers in the mouth and gums, swollen tongue, excessive salivation, and lameness or stiffness when walking. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
Next time you drive by a working dairy farm, look at those cows. How much is an individual cow worth to one of those farms? One cow will be worth $1 million when it is crowned supreme champion tomorrow at the World Dairy Expo in Madison. Ag Secretary Ben Bransel says they'll be picking the supreme champion cow.
Those top individuals that come here to show and be exhibited are very valuable animals. When they win in their class, their value goes up. When they win in their breed, it goes up higher. And when you become a supreme champion, it is not unusual for the animals to push towards $1 million.
Authorities are working to find clues about what motivated a Connecticut woman to ram the White House gate, then lead police on a chase that ended on Capitol Hill. The 34-year-old dental hygienist Miriam Carey had her baby in the car. She was shot and killed by a Capitol Hill police officer. House Speaker John Boehner may try and raise the debt ceiling using Democrat instead of Republican votes. The New York Times reports that Boehner has told his Republican colleagues that there will not be a federal default. The House Speaker is willing to pass a debt ceiling measure with a combination of Democrat and Republican support. It's not clear, though, how the bill would fare with Tea Party activists. Meanwhile, there are more states who are being told to shut down some of their state parks because they use some federal dollars. This is something Wisconsin so far has refused to do.
Hundreds of parks that sit on federal land are being forced to close amid the government shutdown, even though they don't use any government funding. Recreation Resource Management, which runs more than 100 privately funded U.S. Forest Service campgrounds, says it has started to receive notices about having to close its parks. And earlier in the week, the National Park Service erected barricades around the privately funded Claude Moore Colonial Farm in Virginia and evicted everyone from inside. But both parks operators say they've never been affected by past government shutdowns and have received no explanation for the change. In New York, Diane Macedo, Fox News Radio.
Former State Representative Scott Souter did not keep his state job very long.
Former Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter has resigned his job as the Public Service Commission's Administrator in the Water Division. Souter will be taking up an offer with the Wisconsin Paper Council as their Vice President of Government Relations. Souter had been under fire for allegedly helping to direct a $250,000 grant to a political action group with few ties to conservation and without the proper nonprofit status. Souter will start his new job with the Wisconsin Paper Council on Monday. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
Along the Gulf Coast, folks are keeping a close watch on Tropical Storm Karen. Tropical storm warnings are up as of last night from Grand Isle, Louisiana, to the mouth of the Pearl River along the Louisiana-Mississippi border. We are sad to tell you about the passing of Edward Kresge, the founder of Wausau Tile. It's a company he founded in his garage 60 years ago. He died at his home in California at age 86. Vice President of Sales Tom Hale says that Kresge was planning to return to the Wausau area this weekend. As for funeral services, as of yesterday afternoon, they are still being planned.
That's all pending. There will be some type of arrangements that will be done in Mosinee.
Now our Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Rob Duns.
Unsettled weather will continue to dominate our forecast today with mostly cloudy conditions, areas of fog early, and the chance for showers and storms, especially later on today. Highs near 67 degrees. Storms are possible tonight, lows near 59. Periods of rain or thunder on Saturday, with temperatures in the afternoon near 69 degrees. Cooler air arrives on Sunday, with midday highs only at 53 in the afternoon. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Rob Duns, right here on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Real time, weather radar at WSAU.com shows a lot of rain to the east of Marathon County. Shawano Langlade out to Brown County, seeing some steady rain at this point in the morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.